Hey, it's Emily. Can we have a heart-to-heart real quick? I just wanted to let you know that I see you. And gosh, I know that you've tried every diet and you're just over dieting in general, right? And maybe you've been a longtime listener of the show and have implemented some of the habit hacks I've shared here, but you just haven't been able to be consistent due to, well, life and overwhelm. It's not your fault your habits haven't been sticking for you. You just need to do them differently. You need a habit strategy catered towards you, a busy working mom who knows the value of taking care of her health. But you just need a simple system to create habits that don't feel overwhelming and give you back the energy you need and deserve. So it's time to take action, and this is it. You know, my years of being a fitness professional and training moms in particular, I saw a gap between knowing, that we need to work out, eat healthy, and talk nice to ourselves, and actually doing it. Our day-to-day life is just so unexpected due to the invisible load that we carry that it has just been impossible to make your healthy habits stick. That's where the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course comes into play. I created my signature program with you in mind, ensuring you'll finish it. It's an audio course, and I know you'll be able to complete it on the go in the car pickup line or even taking a shower. In just 10 episodes that you can easily binge in just a day or two, you'll leave with a 21-day plan to build momentum in your habits and feel good in your favorite leggings too. And this is all without dieting. Now, this is higher level habit strategy where we dig deeper into my atomic habit hacking system for women to address diet culture mentality, emotional eating, time and family challenges with food, chaos, disorganization, confidence, self-care, consistency and sustainability in your workouts and time and convenience habit hacks, and so much more. This is based off of research, client testimonials, and conversations with you all as far as your biggest healthy habit challenges that you have. We will cover it in the pod course. Plus, I just added two bonus trainings and 150 habit loops to help inspire you to create your own. And we even do bi-monthly group coaching calls when you need my eyes on your habit loops to help you continue taking action. Now, you'll leave with my habit hacking trifecta 21-day plan that is going to give you the confidence that you can make your habits stick and train for life and really just fall in love with the process of making your health an automatic habit that you don't even have to think about even more. And since I love my podcast listeners so much, and to celebrate you, I want to give you $20 off of the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod Course. Just go to bit.ly/healthyhabitspodcourse and just use the code podcast at checkout to get $20 off. It's linked in the show notes for you as well. I am so rooting for you, girlfriend. Okay, let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast dedicated to transforming your health in less time and guilt-free through the power of habit hacking. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, behavior change specialist, fitness and Whole30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained, but lacked the time and confidence to actually make myself a priority. Creating habit strategies around my health was the key to help me finally create a consistent, healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard. I'm now on a mission to equip you with those same sustainable habit hacks to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but rather consistent actions that add up to a massive transformation that will stick through all seasons of your life. So if you're ready to habit hack your health and create your own self-transformation, then let's do this. You're listening to episode 160 of Self-Transformed. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are having a great Monday so far, or whatever day you are listening to this at. And y'all, I have to apologize for last week's Habit Hack Thursday. You all got to hear a replay of one of my free workshops I do every month in my Facebook community. Come join us. There's a link in the show notes if you haven't before. But I re-aired it last Thursday on Habit Hack Thursday because I shared all the details about our Habit Hacking Society. And I am living that summer life where my kids are here a lot of the times. And we had a kiddo come over to play with my youngest son. And our front door is right by my office. So you probably heard my dogs barking quite a bit. But hey, that is real life. So go back and listen if you want to hear my dogs barking. Or if you want to hear a little bit more about my membership community, the Habit Hacking Society. So I am super excited. The doors are open again. And for the last time for this year for the Habit Hacking Society, they won't open again till the beginning of the year. I like to keep the group pretty intimate and small, and mainly because it's a safe space, but also I'm able to gather a lot of feedback and do more one-on-one interactions with the group for now to be able to grow and customize the group according to what the ladies and the group are asking for. So you might be like, okay, what is the Habit Hacking Society? So this is the best community to help you consistently stay on track with your habits. If you have ever found yourself saying you're always starting and stopping, you know how to be healthy, but you just can't make it work. You feel guilty when you do. You wish you had more time. Your family isn't getting the best of you. Just take a deep breath. You're not alone. You just need some simple, healthy habit resources that actually work in your life. It's not overwhelming. And an accountability community to help lift you up, because you know what? They are feeling it too. You are not alone, friend. So I formed the Habit Hacking Society earlier this year because my clients that were going through my programming after they were done, they were like, okay, what's next? What's next? How do I keep this accountability up? How do I stay consistent? You know, they come away with a health plan, for example, backed by habit strategy when they do self-transform you. But after that, they still need a little bit more accountability. So I created this society to give you that place. And I've done it in a very affordable way as well. So you can do monthly, you can do annually. If you do annually, I give you a month off as well. So we'll talk a little bit more this next Habit Hack Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, about the Habit Hacking Society success path to kind of see where you're at to make sure this is a good fit for you. But there are some fast action bonuses going on right now for when you sign up early and reserve your spot. Okay, so let's talk about it. So today, Monday the 18th, Self-Transform You Next Level starts. You can also get Self-Transform You at any time. If you are one of my girls that just enrolled, you are going to automatically get 3 months in in the Habit Hacking Society for free. 3 months for free. I cannot even tell you how much that is going to be worth to you long term. You're going to go through Self-Transform You. You get the Habit Set Stick Starter Kit with it, and you go right into going with the Habit Hacking Society and dealing with all the things that are coming and going in your life. And we're getting ready to go into that crazy season of life. You know, once school starts and the holidays are here, next thing you know, we're back to where we were right here a year later, right? And you're like, wow, I really wish I would have taken time to start my healthy habits. Don't wait, but let's start and do it now. Okay. So those bonuses, like I said, now through today, if you sign up for STU today, you get 3 months of the Habit Hacking Society for free. I'll also throw in an extra habit hacking call if you're doing STU Next Level with that one-on-one accountability. But also if you leave a review in iTunes, I'll give you an additional month for free in the Habit Hacking Society. See, y'all, that is up to 4 months free. So amazing. But if STU isn't for you right now, that's okay. Just go ahead and leave a review in iTunes. You have until the 22nd to get that done to also get a free habit hacking call with me, or up until the 31st when we are getting ready to close the doors at midnight Eastern that day so we can start with our habit hacking planning party on the 1st of August. You can just leave a review in iTunes and DM me a screenshot or email it to me at coachemilynichols@gmail.com. This is all outlined in the show notes for you as well. And I'll send you the code to get an additional month off of the Habit Hacking Society, whether that's annually or monthly It's for you. Now, if you are enrolling STU, we're only doing those 3 extra months if you're doing annual. But girl, you're going to get so many months off, you might as well do the annual, okay? So you can go to bit.ly/habithackingsociety to sign up, get one of those fast action bonuses. If you have any questions, please just email me. I included these bonuses to give you a little extra incentive. If you're like me, sometimes I'm like, oh, should I do this? I kind of feel like I want to. Like, this is your sign. I added these bonuses because sometimes when there's like a sale or bonuses, I'm like, okay, this is my sign that I need to do it. I would love to have you in the Habit Hacking Society. Lock in your rate now because we'll open again the doors again next year, and I'll probably bump up the price just a little bit. So make sure you do it now because you're grandfathered in that price forever, ever. Okay. Now, also, if you're not sure how to leave a review, if you're listening on iTunes, you can do it while I'm talking right now. Just go down where it says leave a review, click it, typey up what you like about Self-Transformed, leave me 5 stars, take a screenshot and email or DM it to me. Okay, super simple. Let's talk about today's episode. We are going to talk about losing the chaos and the overwhelm and take back your time. Oh my goodness. When I talk to my clients, their 2 biggest challenges are always, I don't have enough time. And when I do take the time, I feel guilty. So I have been searching, doing some research, and I found the perfect person to come on the show, Anna Dearman Cornick of the It's About Time podcast. She is a time management coach, and she is going to give you so many great tips to take back your time. You know, we talk about healthy habits and habit strategy within the Self-Transformed community, but she is going to take this big picture for us, which I think is something that we really need to do. I know you all want to achieve some type of form of balance, and that is personal to you. You want to be able to take care of yourself, which is what I help you do, and you want to focus on what matters the most. We're just so dang busy, right? And we're going to talk about this more on this Thursday's Habit Hack Thursday as well, because I kind of alluded to this in the episode with Anna. We, you know, every time someone asks you how you are, you either say, I'm fine, I'm good, or I'm so busy. And I find myself saying that all the time too. And we're going to change the way we view that, which we'll talk about on this Thursday's Habit Hack. I got a really fun habit hack to help you turn that narrative around. But let's talk about Anna Dearman Cornick of the It's About Time podcast. She, like I mentioned, she is a time management coach who helps busy professionals and business owners master time management so they can stop feeling overwhelmed and start spending time on what matters most. Okay. Her podcast, It's About Time, shares stories and strategies to inspire women seeking better work-life balance. And you know, we talk about this in the episode too. Balance is so personal. We've talked about this on the show and in workshops as well inside the Self-Transformed community. Balance is something you feel. And it's personal to you. What feels balanced for me may feel totally not balanced for you. And that's okay. That's okay. I want you to leave this episode feeling empowered and having some action items and strategies to help you take back your time to clear out your head, all the clutter up there. Because girl, I know I got it too. To help you feel more balanced and to lose that chaos and lose the overwhelm so you can feel empowered and you can not feel guilty for taking care of yourself because you have mastered, well, not mastered, but you have taken control of your time, right? I don't think I've ever mastered time management. That's why I brought Anna on this show. But you're going to feel empowered by taking care of yourself, by taking charge of your time, and y'all, everyone around you is going to get the benefits of that. So get a pen and paper handy. Maybe get your planner, take some voice notes, some notes in your phone, whatever works best for you. Just make sure it's a place that you're going to refer to. We're going to allude to this in the episode. And make sure you stick around to the end where I will be sharing my 3 biggest takeaways from this conversation with Anna Dearman Cornick of the It's About Time podcast. Let's go.
Okie dokie gang. Thank you so much for tuning back into Self-Transformed. I am so excited to have this conversation all around time management, making more time and doing it in a simple way that fits into your busy life with Anna Dearman Cornick of the It's About Time podcast. Anna, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am so honored.
Oh, my favorite thing in the world is pretty much talking to other podcasters, because I feel like we could just go on and on and on because we're so passionate about whatever our zone of genius is. And I'm so excited to just talk about time today.
For sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Well, the first question I ask every guest, Anna, is what comes to mind when you hear the phrase self-transformed?
I love the phrase self-transformed because for me, I hear that you are stepping up and you are owning the change that you want to make. And you aren't just going to sit back and wait for someone else to tell you how to do it or do it for you. Self-transformation is taking a stand and owning who you are and who you want to be.
I love that word ownership, like owning the change and being open to it. You know, so many times change is so uncomfortable, but a lot of times when you just own it, you know, and take the tools like podcasters like you and I put out there and put it into your own tool belt and implement it into your own life, that's where you take that ownership into the self-transformed, right?
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. I love asking that question because I get a different answer every time. I love it so much. Makes my heart so happy. Well, Anna, let's talk about your own story, kind of leaning into your own transformation story, where we can kind of learn a little bit more about you and what you do and who you are today and pretty much your life circumstances that have brought you to who you are today. So let's get to know you a little bit.
Yeah. So I love going all the way back to the beginning of my career back in, I guess it was 2008, 2009, fresh out of college. My very first job was as a scheduler to a United States congressman. So it's always so funny to look back because I'm a time management coach now. And literally my first big job was managing time for one of the, you could say, one of the busiest people in the country with one of the most hectic, demanding schedules who somehow had to be everywhere at once. So here I am, a brand new professional trying to learn my way around time management while also sitting in front of an Outlook calendar for what felt like 10 to 12 hours a day, fielding hundreds of meeting requests from constituents back in the district and from lobbyists based in DC and from people flying in from all over the country. Not to mention, my boss was the first Vietnamese congressman in the history of the United States. And so that came with it so many more international demands. And it was a lot, let me tell you.
Wow.
And it was definitely a baptism by fire kind of situation. Sink or swim, get in and figure it out. And I'm so grateful for that experience. So I'm a Louisiana girl. I'm born and raised in North Louisiana. Now I live right outside of New Orleans. And Louisiana is known for its amazing food. Okay. My favorites are boiled crawfish and shrimp creole and etouffee and gumbo and all of those good Louisiana foods. And, you know, you just can't get boiled crawfish or really good gumbo whenever you want up in DC. Plus, I realized I missed my grandmother. I missed being able to see my family whenever I wanted. So I packed up and moved back home down to Louisiana, where I kicked off a 10-year career in the 24/7 world of crisis communications and government affairs. Every day was order to be made out of chaos and a crisis to be managed. Some of the different projects I worked on, everything from oil spills, plant explosions, floods, droughts, hurricanes, tornadoes, nonprofit embezzlement schemes, universities on the brink of financial collapse, you name it. And I have probably escorted someone down a back freight elevator into a side alley in order to avoid TV cameras waiting outside. Like, wow. Literally, that was my life. And as you can imagine, that 24/7 lifestyle of being there for my clients in their darkest times of need, over and over and always, and on weekends, I started missing really important life events. I had to miss my stepdad's 70th birthday party for a work event, a work issue. I missed friends' baby showers. I was having to step out of dinners. I wasn't living life. I was living work. Mm-hmm. And everything started to change for the worse. My health was not in a good place. My relationships were crumbling. I was incredibly unhappy. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was now the crisis that had to be managed. And so after one too many days crying in the stairwell on the way up to my windowless office, I knew that something had to change in a big way. And you could say that this was the first glimmers of self-transformation started to happen for me, because I recognized and I realized that I was the only person who could take myself out of this burnout. No one else was going to do it for me. No one else was going to set boundaries. No one else was going to help me find a job or create a business that was not in a toxic environment. And so I walked away from what you would say is a pretty cool, prestigious, sexy sounding job doing crisis. And the trial and error began. That messy part of self-transformation where you don't really know what's up ahead, but you know that you have to keep going. Mm-hmm. And so I, in an effort to figure things out, read everything I could about time management and productivity and work-life balance, just trying to get a handle on things. I discovered coaching and the power of working with a coach. And I decided I'm going to be a time management coach in order to either help others dig themselves out of the dark hole of burnout that I had found myself in, or help them avoid it altogether. And so now that's my mission as a time management coach and host of It's About Time. I'm on a mission to help busy professionals and business owners, really specifically women, stop feeling overwhelmed and start spending time on what matters most. It is so possible. And I am proof that anyone can do it. I wasn't born some amazing time management master. I had to trial and error and figure out what works for me myself.
Totally. Oh my goodness. I love your story so much. I feel like we are always on a journey to figuring out who we're supposed to be and who we're supposed to help by our own trial and errors and like the messiness going through it. When you're in the thick of it, it's like, why am I going through this? What am I supposed to be doing? And, you know, I'm sure like, you know, 15 plus years ago, you would have never thought like, oh, I have a podcast and I'm helping people like manage their time. I mean, right. It's amazing, like the way God kind of leads us down these paths. But yes. It's interesting though, that you started as a scheduler for like probably one of the busiest, like managing that kind of schedule, like you said, probably equipped you well to just manage any schedule from there on out.
Yeah, it does blow my mind when I look back and I think on how everything connects.
Oh my goodness. Well, let's get into this a little bit. I want to hear all the tips from you. I know we were kind of talking before we hit record. The two biggest challenges I hear from my audience when we're talking about implementing healthy habits is usually time and then guilt sometimes for taking the time for ourselves. Or when you're having a conversation, especially with another woman, it's always like, how are you? How are things? And their first response is always, I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm like, no, really, how are you? How, you know, crazy do you feel right now? And I'm wondering, from you, why do you feel like women in particular, we are just spread so thin and there's never enough time. And we just feel like our schedules are out of control. Why do you feel like that's just how it is right now? And I'm sure a lot of women relating are like, yes, that sounds like me as well.
Yeah. Yes. It is so incredibly common to just feel stretched so thin, to feel completely scatterbrained, and to just end your days feeling like you were busy, you were constantly moving, but oh my gosh, what did I do today? Right. And I still have so much to do tomorrow. And I wish I could say that there was this one thing, that this one reason, this one cause, so that we could just attack that one thing and fix it. And then we'll all have, you know, better, more laid back, chill lives. But when it comes down to it, it's a combination of things. And it really starts with the fact that most of us really hate saying no. Mm-hmm. And we hate saying no for a lot of different reasons. Some of us don't like to say no because we're afraid of letting others down. some of us don't like to say no because we're afraid that if we say no to an opportunity, that saying no to that opportunity could somehow result in less money or less prestige or like less future opportunities. Mm-hmm. And so some of us say yes when we want to say no because of that guilt that we feel. We feel like we're not showing up as a mom the way that we want to, the way that we really want to. So we say yes to things in order to kind of put a Band-Aid on it and say, well, I feel like I'm not spending as much quality time with my kids. So let me sign up to make cupcakes for XYZ, even though I have a huge meeting the next day. You know, mm-hmm. We put all this stress on ourselves because for different reasons. And we all have unique reasons for saying yes to everything. And so really that's the first thing is that a lot of us really just hate to limit our possibilities and our opportunities. But the thing is that when we say yes to everything, whether it's out of guilt or out of fear that we'll miss out, what you're doing is you're diluting the things that you've said yes to that are actually really good quality, life-changing, self-transforming things, mm-hmm. because you're not able to dedicate the time and energy when you are spread so thin. And I mean, I'm not telling you guys anything that you don't know, but that's really the first thing is that we don't want to limit our opportunities or we don't want to say no. So we have too much on our plates. Mm-hmm. And the next thing we know, you know, we look at our calendar and we're like, what is all of this stuff? And we realize that the pages of our calendar are filled with other people's priorities because we've said yes to other people instead of saying yes to ourselves. Mm-hmm. So that's really the first piece of the puzzle. The second piece of the puzzle is that we don't have a system. And I feel like the word system can feel kind of like, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. The word system reminds me of the color gray. It just sounds really boring. Like, oh, I have a system. But it's really having a method for yourself of keeping track of all the things. I mean, that's really all it is, a method of keeping track of all the things. And so what ends up happening is that we either try to keep everything that's going on in our heads. We tell ourselves, I'm not going to write that down. I'll just remember it, or I'll just, and that's not going to happen. No, like our brains are actually our short-term memory, the way that our brains are built. We are not made to hold on to lots of different pieces of information. And so what ends up happening is that our brain has a preference for things that are unfinished. And so if there is something outstanding, like we know that, oh, I really need to sign that permission slip, or I really need to make that doctor's appointment for myself, we'll continue having it cycle through our heads over and over again until it's complete and it drives us crazy. And this is why we feel scatterbrained. Mm-hmm. But the solution to that is getting it out of your head and capturing it somewhere. Usually I'd say getting it out of your head and onto paper, but that's not always the answer either, because if you remember something or you think of something like, oh, we need more light bulbs, or oh, I need to get a card for my mom's birthday, and you write it down on whatever scrap of paper is closest to you, the next thing you know, you've got three notebooks, you've got screenshots in your photo album.
Post-its everywhere.
You've got 37 post-it notes everywhere, and you've got a bunch of random phone notes. And that doesn't help anything either, because then your brain is going into overdrive, trying to remember all the things and trying to remember where you put things. Like, where did I write that down? Where did I write down that phone number or that thing or whatever? And then you feel crazy. So in order to combat that all over the place scatterbrained feeling, I really challenge you to find one place for your calendar to live. You know, a lot of us are digital calendar people. Some of us are paper planner people. And then some of us like both.
Yep, me.
Yeah, so like both. And yep. There's definitely, you know, a time and place for both, but you have to make sure that you are, if you are using both, that you are one, not duplicating your efforts to the point of wasting your time. And second, that you are not constantly like, wait, okay, so it's over here. Is it in my paper planner? Or let me write that in my paper planner. Oh, wait, but is it reflected in my digital calendar? Because that's going to create even more worry. So where a system comes in is having, maybe you have a reminder set on your phone every day at 4:45 that says, check the calendars. So you just make sure that everything is set. So that's definitely one piece, like have one place, or, you know, if you use two, for your calendar to live. And then the second thing is have one place, or two places, one physical and one digital, for your thoughts, ideas, the things that you need to remember to live. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a trusty notebook and you keep that at your desk. You pop it in your tote bag whenever you go places. You think of something, you write it in your notebook or your planner, whatever that is, whatever that handwriting tool is. But we're on the go so much and we move so fast that having a digital capture tool, a place to put those ideas, the same place every time, and that's the key, is the same place every time is going to help with that scatterbrain feeling, because you're not going to feel like, okay, did I take a screenshot of that? Or did I put it in my notes? Or did I put it in the calendar? Because when you know that you're going to the same place every time, it gives your brain a rest so that you can think about other things.
Yeah, that's totally the thing, Anna. I feel like I keep saying this over and over, like we have so many tabs open in yes. our head, right? Mm-hmm. On our laptop and like figuratively in our heads. And to close them out by having some type of system in place, it leaves you feeling less scatterbrained. And yes. there's such a mental load we carry, especially as working moms. A lot of times, like we're managing the home and we're managing our careers and all the other things that go with that. Having a system in place. Now, I know for me, like I said, I use both. I use digital and I use paper because I love the beauty of writing things down and having it visually. And I like the beauty of having digital reminders to tell mm-hmm. me like, hey, it's time to do this, or this appointment is coming up as well. Because if I write it down on my calendar, it's not necessarily me. I'm going to remember at noon, I need to do this thing.
Right.
But like you said, it's getting it out and having a system in place. So you aren't having all of those post-it notes everywhere. You're not doing this, you're not doing that. But also, I know you have a method that you follow even further deeper into this. I love the idea of having a system. I'm the type of person where like I love time blocking. I love having my habits in place and having my habit strategies. But also I like having a lot of flexibility in my schedule, because sometimes I'm not very a type A person. So having like everything very regimented for me feels like constricting. Yeah. Some people like thrive off of that.
Yeah.
But I know you have a system called the HART method, which I love that so much. Can you kind of dig into that a little bit deeper for us as far as what that means? And I love a good acronym. Everyone knows I have the TACO method that we talk about.
I love that.
In our community as well. But can you explain the HART method a little bit for us? I think this is so fun.
Sure. And I'll tell you, whenever I realized that all of the most important like elements to living your best life, because that's what the HART method is. And I'll share with you what each letter means in just a bit. But I was really in research mode a couple years ago. I was reading just so many different books and just trying to understand for myself how I could take all of the different books and philosophies and methods that were out there and make sense of them, because there are so many and there are conflicting ones, and what works for one person isn't always going to work for you. You can't just copy and paste and expect it to work out automatically or immediately. And I was in bed, actually in our guest room. My husband had a stomach virus at the time. And so I was in our guest room away from him, staying up late reading. And I was reading a book that talked about how important it was to manage your attention and your energy and your time. And I was thinking, but there's more to it than that. There has to be more to it than that. That's not enough. And I thought, what about habits? Like, what about rest? Like, how does rest and recharge and the good things in life, how does that fit in? And then it occurred to me that habits, energy, attention, recharge, and time, those are the five tools in our toolbox. And just about any work-life balance issue or any time that you feel out of whack or just off, you can always go back to, how can I cultivate a habit? How can I manage my energy or harness my energy? How can I focus my attention by making sure that I either have an environment for focus or that I have strategies in place to stay focused? How do I how do I strengthen my attention muscle by training myself how to focus for longer periods of time? How do I prioritize rest and recreation and relationships? Because all of those things fill our cup in different ways. And then finally, how do we put it all together to master time management for our lives, for our unique lives, not just mastering it in general, but how do you take all of these different strategies and make it work for yourself? And it spells heart. And I fully believe that more than using habits and energy and attention and recharge and time to live your life to be your best self, none of that matters if you don't get crystal clear on what matters most to you first. You know, so many people, whenever they want to get better at time management, they want to go straight to their calendar. And so they're like, okay, how can I fit all of this in? How can I move these things around in order to do it all? But until you get crystal clear on what matters most, you're just moving things around arbitrarily. You're just kind of making a mess. And so we start with heart. You start by really understanding what your vision is for the future and what your core values are, really getting clear on your priorities and setting goals. And once you have those four things, your vision, your values, your priorities, and your goals, then you can step into living with heart every day. And so that's what it stands for. I'm happy to go into each one of them a little bit more, but cultivating your habits, harnessing your energy, focusing your attention, refining your recharge with rest, recreation, and relationships, and then mastering time management.
I love it so much because it's not just about like, oh, here's how to manage your to-do list. Here's mm-hmm. how to like use a scheduling tool. Those things are important maybe when it comes to the time aspect, but reading that in a book by, you know, some guy or whatever versus right. like a busy working mom, like, okay, that's great. But how do I really make that work in my life? You know, taking these tools and really harnessing your energy and what habits are really giving you energy and where do you want your attention? You know, do you want it on your family? Like you mentioned earlier, you know, like you said, you were living work, you weren't living life. And I feel like a lot of times we're just living by our to-do list, like day by day. And, you know, like sometimes I think as women, we thrive by managing the household or managing, like, look at all we did, or, you know, or sometimes we don't allow that help to come into play because we're like, well, it'll take too long for me to explain it to whoever. And so I just do it all.
Yes.
And that's when you just feel so depleted. So I love going back to like the heart of the matter and just thinking about those things first, not necessarily, okay, how can I cram more into my schedule to feel right. more productive when actually you're not being very productive at all.
Yes, exactly. Because when you know, okay, look, in the next year, I want to be someone who does yoga every morning. Sure. And in the next year, I want to be someone who plans fun activities for my kids on the weekends. Like, we're not just living in default mode of cartoons and whatever, like planning those activities. And I want to be someone who has a regular date night with my husband. Like, those are aspects of a vision. Like, that is who you want to become. That is owning that self-transformation, that after a period of time, I want those things to be a part of my identity. Mm-hmm. And when you know that that's what you're aiming for, it makes decisions about how to spend your time so much easier. And that's what it all comes down to, is making decisions. And for some of us, like, we admit, like, oh, I am very indecisive, or I hate making decisions, I hate choosing. But that is literally what our life is built on, is deciding, am I going to say yes to every, you know, volunteer request that comes my way from the school? Or am I going to say yes to one so that I can leave space to have a date night with my husband when I want to have it? Or am I going to say yes to yoga, you know, in the mornings before my family wakes up, so that I can also say yes to stepping into my day feeling calm and prepared?
Totally. I love you. So it's like who you want to be. It's not what you do. It's who you want to be. And then those habits or action, you know, own up to like, okay, this is who I want to be. And a lot of times we're not stepping into that for sure. You know, I'm wondering, you know, we're leading with heart. We're trying to harness all these habits and energy and attention. And I feel like you want to get to a place of balance. And I've done an episode recently on like, is there really such a thing as balance? And I feel like it's something that you feel. It's something that you feel, and that it's not everything's going to be equal. In different seasons of your life, things will look different, out of balance or whatnot, but it's thinking about who you want to be and then what those main priorities are with your loved ones, with work and everything, and balancing it out from there. So what is your take on the word balance and what that means?
That's so fun. You know, I've always had a lot of weird feelings about work-life balance because there are so many different perspectives on work-life balance. Is it real? Is it not real? So many of my podcast guests have said, I don't believe in work-life balance. I believe in work-life harmony, or mm-hmm. I believe in work-life rhythm. And I love when people have their own flavor of work-life balance, because again, that means that they are owning what that means to them. They have a personal definition for what work-life balance means for them. So I believe that work-life balance is a feeling, not a formula. Just like you said, it's a feeling. You know when you've got it and you know when you don't have it. But I think one of the biggest misconceptions about balance is that it is a stillness. I think a lot of times when people imagine having work-life balance, they imagine life being still or calm, or like that the feeling is stillness. But if you actually think about balance as a, you know, I'm definitely not like a physics expert or anything like that. But when something is balancing, it actually makes me think of like a ballerina, you know, in the pointe shoes, mm-hmm. How it looks like they are gracefully balanced on one toe, you know, in those beautiful pointe shoes. But in reality, their foot is actually moving super fast, very small motions back and forth in order to keep them balanced. It's balance and counterbalance and balance and counterbalance. And that is actually what balance is like in our actual day-to-day lives. It is not that we arrive at this place of balance. Congratulations, you have achieved balance. You are here. No, it is a constant dance of what is most important to me. Let me prioritize this. Let me reprioritize. There's a new opportunity. Is it a yes or a no? It is constant decision-making in order to balance and counterbalance the different opportunities and things in your life so that you can have that feeling. And so it is, I definitely want to like smash the misconception that you will arrive at balance, because it's a constant, it's just something that we're all, and I don't want to say that we're always working toward it, because that feels exhausting to think that we're always working toward balance, but it's a feeling. It's not a formula. And you know the ingredients in your life that that help you feel balanced.
Well, it's going back to what you said earlier, Anna, like it's personal to you. Like what you're doing at the heart of it is totally different for you. And it makes me think of, you know, like the ballerinas in the pointe toe shoes. You think they look so beautiful and graceful, but their toes are all wrapped up and bruised mm-hmm. and blistered, and they are calloused and working really, really hard to find that balance, to be like, ta-da, look at me. I look like I have it all together, but really it's hard work. It's hard work.
It takes years to
get
there.
Right. And it's just a feeling. And what may look like balance to one woman, to another, and maybe like, that does not feel in line for me.
Yes.
I can't do that. I don't want to do that. And that's okay. We get so stuck in that comparison game all the time. Like so-and-so is like, they have it all together. Like, well, maybe they do, but that's not realistic for you, or, you know, it's a facade for that matter.
Right. Exactly. It's a facade, or it's just not realistic. One of the funniest examples I ever heard was someone who said that they used to feel guilty every time they saw a friend like running a marathon or a half marathon. And they were like, oh, look at her like running that marathon. Like, I'm so out of shape. And then one day they actually asked, wait, do you even want to run a marathon? No, I don't. Like, why am I making myself feel bad because I'm not running a marathon when I don't even want to do that?
Totally. Oh, I can relate to that. I Well, I started my own like transformation journey, really. And when I started running with a running group because I wanted to meet other like-minded women. And
yeah.
I just want to make friends. And then I ran a half marathon, quite a few half marathons. And they were trying to convince me to do a marathon. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Girl, I had my running phase too. I did the same thing. I remember I was actually training for a full, and it was this beautiful spring day in April, and I was supposed to do 8 miles that day. And I had my watch on, and I got a text message from my friends letting me know that they were drinking margaritas at a Mexican restaurant that was literally like a mile from where I was. And I decided do I really want to run a marathon when all of my friends are having, how do I really want to spend my time? Why am I running this marathon? Mm-hmm. What am I trying to prove? Okay. So right then and there, I quit and went and had margaritas with my friends, and I have no regrets.
Hey, and that was a good decision on your part. Cause that was good for your soul. My husband is a marathon runner. I love watching him run and the training and dedication that takes, but that's not for me.
Yeah.
Not for me. And that's okay. And I think we need to realize that in so many other areas of our life. Hey, you go run your marathon, I'll go have my taco and margarita.
Yes. I wanted to check a box and just be able to say that I did it. And it's how much is it worth that? How much is it worth it? And it just wasn't.
That's such a good metaphor for so many things in our lives, for real. I love that so much. Yeah. Oh my gosh. And the last run I did literally was a taco run, cause it was a 5K and there was a free margarita and taco at the end.
So, that is hilarious.
You're speaking my love language. Okay. Well, let's wrap up here. I so appreciate you taking the time and sharing your expertise with us, being a time management coach. This is a ever evolving process, I think, for all of us as we go through different seasons of our lives, as our careers change, as our kids get older, our relationships change. It's ever evolving and being okay with that transformation, like you said at the beginning, owning that change and owning who you are and what you want to feel like and who you want to be. So thank you so much for this conversation. Where can everyone connect with you?
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been an absolute delight. So you can find me actually every Monday. I would love for you to tune into my podcast. It's About Time, a podcast sharing stories and strategies to inspire better work, life, and balance. I love to interview go-getters to find out how they're getting things done. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'll share lessons on how to or how not to do time management and live your best life. So I have new episodes that drop every Monday, and I would be so thrilled if you tuned in. You can also find me over on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, let's be Instagram friends. That's probably where I spend most of my time on the socials. So you can find me at Anna D. Kornick. And I would love to connect with you there. Let's talk.
Awesome. Well, Anna, thank you so much for this conversation. I'll make sure to link all of that in the show notes for everyone to connect with you and to listen to It's About Time. But again, thank you so much for this conversation. It was a true delight having you on the show.
Thank you.
Anna, thank you so very much for this conversation. And y'all, make sure to go check out the It's About Time podcast. I'll be featured on an upcoming episode as well, talking about what else habit hacking your health. Okay, you got your pen and paper handy. Let's talk about a few more notes. The cliff notes, as you will, or my three biggest takeaways of my conversation with Anna Dearman Kornick. So number one, most of us hate saying no. Oh my goodness. As I have gotten older, I love saying no and staying home. What is that? There's FOMO and there's Jomama, the joy of missing out. Oh, it made me think of that when, saying no, but I would have never done that in the past. It's all about setting boundaries, right? Saying no. I'm actually reading right now, it's not coming out to this fall, the book Boundaries by Melissa Urban, the founder of the Whole30. I got early access to the book, and I'm really loving digging into that and the simple conversations that can be had that don't seem so simple in our heads when we just want to say no, right? We're always afraid, like Anna mentioned, of letting others down, or maybe, just maybe, we're passing up on an opportunity. Maybe not an opportunity right now, but a future opportunity, or less money or less prestige long term, especially when it comes to work, right? And then we might find ourselves in a pickle later where we're feeling super overwhelmed by taking on maybe a job that wasn't meant for us at that time. So like she said, when we keep saying yes to everything, we're diluting the things that actually matter. You can't dedicate your time or energy to your health or your family because you have said yes to everything else that maybe doesn't matter as much, okay? So start saying no. Set some boundaries. The more you practice this habit, and yes, it is a habit, the more you practice it, even say it out loud, practice saying no thank you and letting that be a full sentence, it'll become easier over time because then you'll see that added benefit of it. So set some boundaries and practice saying no. Number two, we don't have a system in place. Oh my goodness. I feel like this is the year I finally have been consistent with a system. Now, I still have to reel myself in because I do love like a really nice Sharpie, like usually like in a pink color and like a yellow post-it, and just writing like my top three things I need to get done today. And I usually stick that on my laptop to help me stay focused. Now, that's fine, but I use a paper planner and my Google Calendar. I've always used that. I've been the most consistent with my paper calendar this year, and it's really helped me stay more in control of my time. It's helped me kind of theme my day so I know what's coming each day, just because being an entrepreneur and working for yourself, sometimes your productivity can tank because there's no one looking over your shoulder like, hey, get back to work and stop scrolling TikTok looking at funny dog videos. But you have to have a system. You got to get it all out of your head, like Anna mentioned. So if there's something outstanding, like when she was talking about this, it's like, yes, I feel this. So we'll continue having it cycle through our heads until it's done. And that's why we feel scatterbrained all the time. We have all those tabs open like we talk about so much here on this show. You're always constantly in the back of your head, oh, I still got to get this done. Oh, and I got to do this. No, I got to do that. Doesn't it feel good just to get out of your head and then actually do the thing? Or, you know, when you're writing it down or putting it in different places, you're like, where did it go? And that's one other thing to put in your head. So find one place for your calendar. Like I said, I personally like my Google Calendar and my paper calendar. Those are the only two places I use, and I use them interchangeably. And you literally, like, my paper calendar is kind of like for my own mental health. I really enjoy writing it out and using different colored pens. We've talked about that on the show. But a bonus tip for you is I always make a habit to do it every Friday around 3 p.m. at the end of my day. I get that out and I write down in my paper planner what I have coming up for the next week and make sure my Google Calendar is updated to reflect that, not only for myself, but also for my family too. So give your brain a rest. Give your brain a rest and have a system in place. Here in a couple of weeks, we're also going to be talking about having a flexible versus a strict schedule. Because if you're like me, I like a little flexibility, but I need some structure as well. So don't worry, we'll be talking about that in a couple of weeks. If you're like, oh, I don't like to stick to a strict schedule, trust me, we'll talk about it here in a couple of weeks. And then lastly, when thinking of time, it's not just what you do, it's how your time makes you feel. If you're always feeling chaotic and overwhelmed, think of that heart method that Anna brought up. So remember, these are five tools. So number one, habits. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I could talk about this all day long. What habits do you have in place? Can you do a habit inventory? If you're not sure how to do a habit inventory, I have a free download in the show notes, or go to bit.ly/habit inventory to see where all your time is going with your habits, and use the habit strategies that I teach to help you implement these healthy habits to make you feel great. The E is energy. Where is all of your energy going? How do you revive your own energy? Your attention. Where is all of your attention going? Recharge, rest, relationships for that R. I love it because those are things that light you back up. And then lastly, time management for your unique life, like Anna mentioned. This is so unique and so personal to you. And I want you to kind of wrap up this episode with me answering this question for yourself and say, what will you say yes or no to in order to transform your life? What will you say yes or no to in order to transform your life? Who do you want to be? Do you want to live in harmony, or do you want to live in chaos? You know, I love how Anna mentioned this. Balance is a feeling, not a formula. It's not just the things you do, like, oh, look how balanced I am. I'm saying yes to doing this for school. I'm doing this for my kid. I'm doing this for my husband. I'm doing this for work. Look how balanced I am. I'm giving myself. No, it's not equal. It's not like an equal slice of a pie, right? It is unique and different to you, and some pieces of pie are different than others. And that's just a feeling that you're going to have to find out for yourself. And you know when you have it, and you know when you don't. It's that stillness that Anna mentioned. So what will you say yes or no to in order to transform your life? Are you going to say yes? Say it with me now. You can say it out loud. Yes. Nod your head. Yes. I want to take care of myself. Say it out loud. No. I'm going to stop saying I'm so busy and I don't have the time and I'm not going to find the time. Heavens no, you will not find the time, but you will make the time. Okay, go listen to Anna's podcast. It's About Time. It's linked in the show notes for you if you'd love to connect with her as well. All of her information is there for you. Thank you so much for this conversation, Anna. I'll be on her show here shortly as well, talking all things habit hacking your health. And I hope you feel empowered today to take care of yourself and take back control of your time. If you need some help doing that, come join us in the Habit Hacking Society. If you're just not sure where to start, I think this is the place for you to start, and this is a sign for you to do it while we have these bonuses in place. So scroll down, leave a review of the show, screenshot it to me so I can give you an extra month free in the society, and go to bit.ly/habithackingsociety to join in, get your spot either monthly or annually, and get some of those extra discounts for yourself. Okay. I'm sending you a big hug. I'll see you this Thursday for Habit Hack Thursday, where we're going to talk about a habit hack to when you keep saying I'm too busy, and we're going to reverse that script for you. All right, friend, I will see you later this week, and I'll see a lot of you in Self Transform You or the Habit Hacking Society. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you want some free motivation texted to you every week from me to help you habit hack your health, send me your favorite emoji to 773-904-2157 and sign up for my weekly pump up text. I can't wait to catch up with you there. Hey, and if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can also find the show. Then you can even email me a screenshot of your review, and I'll send you either a Starbucks gift card or give you a free habit hacking call with me live on the podcast. Love and appreciate you, friend. I'll see you next time.